with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea Simontov, I was wondering how I was going to shorten your name and make it as a term of endearment, but Andrea is like way too difficult to do anything with. Way too difficult.
Growing up, I was called Ange. They called me Ange, like Angie, me and Rod Stewart, you know?
Wow, okay, all right, if you say so. No, I was looking for something kind of more Jewish. I don't know why, but it doesn't really work.
No, no, I actually was called... That's not for today. Okay. I'm not supposed to be laughing. I said to myself, how am I going to speak to Simon today? First of all, I didn't even know if the station was going to be working. You have to know that in America, when I spoke with friends and I said, you know about what's happening in South Africa? Nothing. Nada. Gornished mit gornished. Bubba-la. Anyway, they knew nothing. And I said to myself, but they also don't know what's going on in Israel. Unless you look for it. Unless you care, unless you're passionate, unless your heart breaks with your brothers and your sisters, there's nothing there. Are you aware of that, Simon? You could find it on like page 8 in the New York Post or the Daily News.
It's an interesting thing. I think it's an American thing because for whatever reason, I think the Brits and the Europeans are being bombarded with visuals from their news broadcast houses. I think America, for whatever reason, just isolates. I don't know why America isn't interested in world politics. It just seems to be what Americans do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know the joke about Americans. You know that somebody who speaks 3 languages is called what? Trilingual. Someone who speaks 2 languages is called...
Bilingual.
Good. Someone who speaks 1 language is called
American.
Yeah.
I thought you were going there. Yeah. No,
okay. Yeah, that's basically what it is. But that's not the point of today. Anyway, I was really, I was heartbroken today, Simon, because I said, what am I going to speak with you guys about? You guys are, we're funny. I mean, the two of us are funny. I have a laundry list of things that I can make you snort into your armpit from. But it's not today.
Yeah,
you know, you're under siege. And I personally, look, you know that I'm a frummy. You know that I'm a hardcore frummy. And I don't think that it's any accident that you are also, that this is going to be on the forever South African calendar at the same time as the world has historically, not celebrated, but commemorated, terrible, terrible tragedies. The only thing I can say, Simon, because I believe this deeply, 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 is that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It may not be the light that you would necessarily orchestrate. You can't manipulate the outcome. Clearly, clearly something greater than you sitting at, you know, High FM this afternoon, something bigger, something larger, something meaner, is orchestrating the powers that are taking place in South Africa. But it will be okay. What okay looks like, what it smells like, what it tastes like, I don't know. I live in, you know, the crosshairs of the world's rage. You seem to be, you know, a definite suburb.
I hear you loud and clear, Andrea. It's just really interesting to me that at least people that I've come into contact with, there is not a sense of panic or fear. That is my sense. Sure, property is being burnt. But what this is doing, and I don't mean to be Andrea-esque about this. I don't mean to turn a possibility. And yet I think we're at an absolute turning point. You know, we have papered over the cracks. We've pretended that so many things were all right. South Africa does this. South Africa goes to the edge of the abyss and then it turns around and comes back. We've done it in 1960. We've done it in 1976. We've done it. That's just what we do. That's what we're good at doing. And I think there are real problems that we are going to have to deal with. And that, Andrea, must be a good thing. Confronting 20.6 million youth unemployed must be a good thing. Surely it can only be better from here.
You know, it's fascinating. And of course, I have to defer to your expertise, to your citizenship, to your citizenship. That's the word. You know, your passport isn't my passport. Were we having a couple of drinks? I might venture to go into, say, different areas, areas that could cause, say, friction between the two of us. Having said that, there's no argument. Things have to be addressed. It has to be addressed. Whether or not you, Simon, whether or not the Jewish community as it stands now will be part of that discussion, what role they will play in discussions that they are not participating in, only time can tell. I will agree with you. I have daughters still living there. And even though I am drowning under the videos of the there's not even a word. I can't even come up with a word. And I'm, you know, I'm bi and a half lingual. But there's not a sense of panic, according to one of my daughters. You know, she said, yeah, there's vigilance. Yeah, her house isn't worth $7. But she says it's quiet in her community. It's quiet, it's calm, and people are functioning. And it's, and as long as people can function, as long as you're not pressed to the wall to have to make emergency decisions or no decisions, then there is hope. I think it's going to be okay, Simon. I'm excited to be, I think, a loving friend and someone who's trying to get at least a seat in the orchestra section of the ongoing, unfolding, and please God, healthy future of New South Africa.
Going to take and embrace your thoughts and wishes, because I think that's exactly what we do need. You know, out of every awful situation comes some good. And what we are seeing happening in front of our eyes at the moment is community members say, no, this stops now and this stops here. And they're confronting the looters and the rioters and saying, you idiots, where are you going to get your food next week? Why are you burning down this store? So I don't know. I just think that a true, full, honest conversation is going to be had. Your daughter is reiterating everything that I'm saying. The people who I know aren't fearing for their lives or their persons or their property. So, yeah, thank you for your wishes. Yeah, as Kathy would say, onwards and upwards. It's our only choice.
Yeah, it is the only choice, regardless of what the day, what unfolds during that day. Onward and upward. The minute we stop climbing, we stop walking up that ramp, we're sliding backwards. It's not what we do.
We're going to leave it there, Andrea, for this week. Hopefully next time we chat next week, all this will be a distant memory and you and I can be frivolous and laugh at current affairs. But I understand that today we kind of can't.
Today will be a little déclassé.
We will.
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas aussi. Oh, Andrea, thank you, and we'll check in next week.